The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. And I mentioned in the last segment that there is a great new television commercial airing in Florida for Ron DeSantis, who's running for governor, a conservative Republican. He's been endorsed by President Trump. Well, they have a spot that is, featured his wife, Casey, talking about Ron DeSantis and their kids and how he's so much more than just a Trump supporter. And he shows it in the way he plays with his kids, reads with his kids, and teaches them.
Everyone knows my husband, Ron DeSantis, is endorsed by President Trump, but he's also an amazing dad. Ron loves playing with the kids.
Build the wall.
He reads stories.
Then Mr. Trump said, "You're fired." I love that part.
He's teaching Madison to talk.
Make America great again.
People say Ron's all Trump, but he is so much more.
Big league. So good.
I just thought you should know.
Ron DeSantis for governor.
Now, again, if you'll go to our website, TennesseeStar.com, you can actually see the ad. Go to Tennessee Star on Facebook, Gill Report on Facebook. We'll post it there as well. And the visuals really help tell the story, too. You've got a picture of Ron DeSantis. He's building a wall with one of his children and saying, build the wall. He's reading to one of his young babies and talking about when Trump says, fire them, that's his favorite part. And then there's pictures of his toddler, you know, wearing a T-shirt, make America great again. And he's using one of the Trump signs, make America great, to teach his daughter how to read. It is really a brilliant, humorous piece that humanizes him. And that's one of the things I think that both the Boyd and Black campaign have really missed. I think that's one of the reasons that Bill Lee has done well in the waning weeks of this campaign. He has been the most human and likable candidate of the candidates, because while Diane Black and Randy Boyd may have great human characteristics, the campaigns really haven't put that forward in a way that has won voters and make their candidates more likable. Bill Lee's winning the likability factor. Some of it's because he hadn't been spewing negative ads at the others. Others is just the way they've presented him on horseback as a welder, showing him in a way that makes him likable. And I think the Black and Boyd teams have both failed to do that as effectively with their candidates as they should have. Ron DeSantis is doing it exactly right in Florida. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report, and we'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, go to TennesseeStar.com.